Welcome back. 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Monday to you, and also to Robert Knight, senior fellow with the American Civil Rights Union, and, of course, a Washington Times columnist. He joins me now. Hello. How you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Andy.
I read
weathering the pollen in the air.
No kidding. You and I both are suffering there, I guarantee you. Collecting taxes and conservative scalps IRS style. That's the title that's affixed to your column today. I guess the trickle of IRS corruption, as you say, is becoming a steady current. It kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And last week was things really moved forward when the House Ways and Means Committee sent a letter or okayed a letter endorsing the idea of the Justice Department pursuing criminal charges against Lois Lerner, the official at the heart of the Tea Party scandal. And then a day later, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee voted to hold Lerner in contempt. So they're finally doing something. We've been wondering how long this would go on before something substantive was happening. Now, the contempt charge goes to the full House, and John Boehner said he'd probably bring it up this week. So that'll be very interesting to see along party lines how this vote goes.
Yeah. You know, I saw a reporter from one of the lefty networks over the weekend. She claimed that there's just not enough news in this IRS story to really pursue.
Apparently she never looked at the 5-minute testimony by Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote, who talked about systematic targeting of her husband, and her business, the nonprofit she heads, more than 20 different inquiries, audits, other federal agencies piling on, like OSHA. I mean, this is clearly a case of a government out of control using federal agencies to punish people whose views they disagree with, and it's way overdue for Congress to rein them in. So I'm kind of heartened that they're at least moving toward that end.
Yeah. I was very disappointed, though, over the weekend. Elijah Cummings appeared with Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation, and instead of being asked about his role in the whole targeting scandal by the IRS, you know what he does? He asked him about Kathleen Sebelius leaving. You know, I mean, he had a perfect opportunity. And when I actually saw him, I thought, hey, this is going to be good, because Cummings has been in the news a couple of times over this IRS scandal. You know, once for getting that into that battle with Daryl Issa. And then, of course, this past week, the evidence showing that he had more to do with it than we originally thought. And what do we get? We get nothing.
Yeah, he had a lot to do with it. His staff apparently was in communication with the IRS asking for tax information on his political opponents. Catherine Engelbrecht actually cited him as one of the people that was actively violating her constitutional rights. And you know, this idea that there's Elijah Cummings is the same guy who's called voter ID laws just totally motivated by animus or race.
Mm-hmm.
He is a hard left partisan who somehow gets away with it, and the reason is because the media love him and they don't dare question anything he does. And if some of his statements came under closer scrutiny, I think he would be embarrassed by them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have more evidence than ever that Lois Lerner wasn't truthful, or at the very least forthcoming with her testimony that she didn't consider to be testimony, right?
Well, yeah. Evidence has emerged that she knew about the Tea Party targeting long before she said she did. The emails have surfaced. You know, these emails are a troublesome thing for this administration.
Yeah.
From Attorney General Holder on down. I'm wondering if we're ever going to see any Obama emails surface or tweets that he regrets. It's clear she knew about the targeting of the Tea Parties, but said she didn't and until recently. Is very much like Eric Holder in the Fast and Furious scandal, saying he only knew a few weeks before they had a hearing on it, and then emails turned up showing that he was informed about it a couple times the year before in July and October. So the point of my column is that two things are happening. They're circling the wagons, and they're lying more and more. Even with evidence placed before the American people, they're still lying bald-faced, because they know the mainstream media won't hold them accountable. And the second is the IRS is continuing these violations against American citizens. If you talk to Cleta Mitchell, who's an attorney for nonprofits, she'll tell you that a lot of her clients still haven't gotten IRS tax exemption status.
Mm-hmm.
While evidence has come out recently that no liberal groups were targeted. If anything, and by the way, Andy, this is the great defense that the Democrats are using, that, oh, it happened to all the groups. The IRS has to examine these nonprofits to make sure they're all abiding by the law. And they didn't single the Tea Parties or other conservative groups out. They picked on liberal groups, too. Well, they picked them up to fast-track them for approval. That's a little different from picking them out to make their lives miserable.
Yeah, that's for sure. You ever feel like you're an enemy of this administration? I mean, if you don't, you should, right?
I'm an American patriot. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in limited government. And the people in power right now don't seem to share those views.
No.
So you can put it any way you want, Andy, but I'm...
Yeah, yeah.
And watching them closely, yeah. As they're probably watching me.
Yeah, and if you're the Koch brothers, God help you.
Oh, man, yeah. Koch brothers. I looked at the figures. You know, they say, oh, they're funding the whole right-wing movement. They've got like $380 million in their foundation. George Soros has $3.1 billion in his foundation. That's 10 times the amount the Koch brothers are spreading around. But that's not news.
Yeah. Did you see where townhall.com put together that montage of Harry Reid mentioning the Koch brothers while on the Senate floor?
And he, yes, I did.
134 times Harry Reid has mentioned the Koch brothers. 134.
This is Koch derangement syndrome.
It's got to be. He's sick. He really is sick.
Plus the word billionaire. You know, he keeps tripping over that. Have you noticed that? Billionaire. Billionaires.
Yeah.
Unless he's talking about Soros. Which
does. Yeah, it fits right in for Obama's call to punish our enemies and bring a gun to a knife fight. I saw that in your column, and you reminded me of that.
Yeah, speaking of Harry Reid, he's up to his ears again. And I have not researched this thoroughly, Andy, so I'm not going to venture far into it, but that standoff in Nevada.
Yeah.
Near Mesquite with the Bundy Ranch with the Bureau of Land Management. There's evidence coming out that apparently there was a land deal that involved friends of Harry Reid's.
Yeah.
And somehow changed the borders of the property they were dealing with to accommodate it, and that's what got the Bundys in trouble.
Yeah.
If that's true, that's just another outrage coming out of Harry Reid's Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, Valerie Richardson, one of our national reporters here at the Washington Times, has a front page story on Harry Reid's involvement, and I'm going to be talking to her in about 15 minutes about that very topic. So it's interesting you bring that up. All right, folks, if you haven't...
I'm going to listen in.
Yeah, all right. If you haven't read this column by Robert Knight, you need to do it. Collecting Taxes and Conservative Scalps IRS Style. It's in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. Bob, good to talk to you again. Thank you.
Always good talking with you, Andy.
See ya. It is 1229, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Don't go away.